Zog the Mishnah Daf Yutesa Mit Beis, the second white line. Bikesh Lisnamnim. If this Koyen Godel on Yom Kippur by night, we don't want him to sleep. Shash Keri. So Bikesh Lisnamnim, if he dozes off, Pirche Kuhune Makin Lefon of Be'etz Batzrodo. They snap their fingers Be'etz Batzrodo. Now, Etz Batzrodo is a, you'll see soon in the Gemara exactly what that is, but it's some type of noise that they make with their fingers to make sure he stays awake. They say, stand up and do us this performance of standing once on the Ritzpah. The Ritzpah is cold. So they'll make sure he stays up. And they keep him busy until this manashchita when he has to perform. Now Rashi says, walk around so you won't fall asleep. Do this is one time. Now Rashi is coming lafuke. Don't learn up the Mishnah. Stand with one foot on the Ritzpah, an acrobatic stunt. Because later the Gemara is going to say kida, which is acrobatic stunt. The Gemara is not Rashi coming lafuke standing on one foot. Rashi is saying walk on the cold floor. We know that they were mecham by the base of Mekka. It's a cold floor. That's how Rashi learns the achas. Then Rashi says, "Umasikin oisa." They keep him busy. Bafigusam v'tiulam with the walking around and shelo yishan atche magiaz man shchit satomid until his man shchit of the tomid shalshachis shu beheir amizrach, which is the first thing in the morning by heir amizrach. Now, Rabbi Avmishua, the Roshiv and Brisk was medayik that l'chayre we see clearly over here that the Kohen Gadol first performance, the first avoida, is by Hera Mizrach, is Shchitas Tomet Shel Shachar. And not the Tumas Hadeshen. There's a big machlokes that we're showing in Minzvachim Pei Vov, Tosis brings the Rivo, and there's a Ramban, and there's a Bala Ma'or. When does the avoida, we know avoida is Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim, is exclusive. Does that mean exclusive all the avoidas, including Tumas Hadeshen? Or does it mean only from Akovas Tomet Shel Shachar and onward? Well, here it says clearly in the Mishnah, Masikin oisoi, this koyen gol, achi agiaz manashchita. Zok Rashi, Tomet Shel Shachar, hey Ramizrach. What about Tumas Hadeshen? The Mishnah should have said, at maise Tumas Hadeshen. And he's matmiya. Why did we show him not being a raya from this Mishnah? Big machlok is we showing him in the Sugi and Zvachim. From here to Mashma, he didn't have to do Tumas Hadeshen. Otherwise, well, it should have said, achi che yongim is Hadeshen. That's the first thing that takes place before Tomet Shel Shachar. Like the next Mishnah, we'll see. So I was thinking, Kemezogan, it's Nishkein Raya. Why? Because we'll see soon in the Sugya, Trumas Hadeshen took place before Alois, before Kriyas HaGever. But the Gemara says there were other times that it could have taken place too. It could have taken place by Chatzois, when there was reason to, like Yom Kippur was a lot of work. Or it could have taken place even by the Soif Ashmur HaRishoyna, which is 3 hours into the night, like the Gemara in Brochus. That took place in Regolim, there's an abundance of people. So since it's not a set time that it takes place in the morning, so you're going to keep him awake till what? So let's say it's Soif Asmur Rishayna. Then what? So then he can go back to sleep after that. You didn't gain anything by keeping him up for till Tumas Hadeshen. Tumas Hadeshen is not something that's from the morning on and then is the whole day of Avodah. Tumas Hadeshen could be the first third of the night. So you're keeping him up till when? Till then, very good. But now you go back to sleep for another 5 hours. So a Mela Zogs Meduktik in the Mishnah that it's tak until Tomet Shel Shachar. But La Oilam, it could be that the Avoida of the Tumas Hadeshen was also done by the Kohen Gadol. It's not a Raya from this Mishnah. And that's why maybe Rishon don't bring a Raya from here. Zog the Gemara, my Tzrodo. What is this Tzrodo we said that you kept him awake with the fingers? Which finger? Omer Rav Yehuda, Tzoroso the Do. Tzoroso the Do, Zog Rashi. Tzoroso Shalzu Etzba Ti Tzoro Lezu. You have the thumb and the pointing finger next to it is a tzore of it, next to it. This is the way, we can't snap this way. We can snap with the third finger. But Rashi is saying these two fingers. Now Rashi doesn't really say snap, so Rashi. Tzorosh lezu, etzbati tzore lezu, umayi ze goydol, zu goydol be etzmas buchol le goydol. Zu goydol as mughal etzor, the finger next to the thumb. Hoy mechabu le goydol bechazoka, vishoyma umaka al kapoi, vinish makoil. Rashi is saying you do something on the calf, and that's nishma the koil. I don't say you snap it. Al Kaponim, that's Shitas Rashi. Tois Menachas and Toishanim over here learn it's going on the third finger. the thumb and the third finger. So Tais Shonim Tzrod appears bekuntos shu etzba sheni legodel. For the time pirish kizu omo. Omo means the middle finger. So what does it mean that it's tzara? So the Tais Shonim explains. The Tais Yontiv actually explains the pshat is and then staka snap the third finger. I mean, we don't make such a loud snap, but Al Kaponim was able to keep him awake. Tais Yontiv explains very geshmak. What's a tzara? Two ladies are a tzara to the husband. So Melo Veroso, the two fingers are a tzara to the third finger. So Lolem Itzaka 1 and 3. Rashalim is 1 and 2. And Itaka says, Al Kapoy, Tais Shonim and Tais Menachas learn, Tais Menachas Lamanheim and Aleph, that it's taka the third finger, it's taka the Oma. So then it's taka two are a tzara to one. Well, you man of Kamina. That's what did they do? Everything that took place, we want to know. What is tzrodah? The Gemara Mishnah calls it a tzrodah. What was that? So it's machlokes rishonim. Atke dekach, it's an afkamina. It's machlokes rishonim. What it was? Zogt mo ma'i tzrodah. Omer avi de tzrosa de do. And it's a taichin tzrodah. What's called a tzrodah? Two near each other, or the two are a tzrodah to the third? The tzrodah to each other, clapping the husband. They're fighting with each other, clapping the husband. That's what the Tais Yontif learns. Be yachas to the baal, they're tzara one to another. If there won't be a baal, there won't be a tzara one to another. They're only a tzara because of number three. Zog di gemara, my tzrode, omer avi de tzara se de do, mahi goydel. Now we know it's a thumb. Now the question is, which one after that? Mach ve rav huna went and showed, ve ozal kola bekula be rav. He wanted to show how loud it can go, that it went in the whole base medrash. So vice versa, it was not like our snap or al-kaf, but rather was something that was they were able to perform that was taka very loud. Do us one favor and stand on the ritzpah. Omer Rav Yitzchak al-chadas zog Rashi derech chidush heralonu. There was a chidush they showed. What's a chidush that he showed an acrobatic stunt to keep him awake? Mahi amrile ach vekido. Zog Rashi ach vekido means like the Gemara says in Sukkah. Noyitz goydlo ba'oretz. He places his thumbs on the ground, v'shoicha, and then he bends down, v'noishikas haritzpa, and then he kisses the floor, v'oimet kach mefush m'sach ha-sukkah nun gimel. The hainu, thumbs on the ground, feet in the air, mouth on the floor, kissing the floor, standing upside down, not on your palms or your hands, people can do that, but on your thumbs, very strong, to hold your weight on your thumbs upside down. You do that, you're not going to fall asleep. Now, even if he couldn't do it, but try to do it, and then you're ready, you're not in a sleeping mode. Zogt die Gemara. That's the chados. That's taka the chiddush. Zogt Gemara, masik noise hashigiyas man shchita. The masik man told us man shchita. Zogt Gemara, tana loy masik noise loy benevav loy bekinar. It's not the pshat they kept him awake with musical instruments. Now, even though there's no musical instruments only because of Shvus the Rabbonon of Shemitakan Kleishir, ain't Shvus b'mikdash. So what's the problem with the musical instrument? So the Rishonim say that the Pshad is that even if ain't Shvus b'mikdash, but if you can do it a different way, we're never matter it that way. So yes, maybe ain't Shvus b'mikdash, but Lemaisa, if you can sing b'peh, then you don't reason to use an musical instrument. This is a heksha avoida. It's in order to keep him awake. We need him for the avoida. Here, you're saying how vital the shvus ain't shvus b'mikdash in the avoida itself, or even in the heksha avoida. So tono loy masikin ozer benevel lo bikinor ela bepeh. So what was talking the song they sang bepeh? Umayo oimrin im Hashem lo yivne bayis shov amola boinov. That means if Abisha is not on board with you, if you're not doing Shem Shemaim, Zag Rashi, he's Zoy Ba Vitzcha Shay Shem Shemaim, Shtel Ratzois, Shim Ein Ratzuya, Ein Tarchacha Oil Leklum. Your work is in naught, in umzist. If you don't have the Abisha on your side, if you're not doing Shem Shemaim, that was the song that they sang. Zog Di Gemara, Mi Yekiri Yishlayim, Lohoyu Yishenim Kol HaLayla. The Yekiri Yishlayim, they weren't Kahanim, they didn't sleep the whole night, they learned like this, the Kol HaVora of them learning would keep them awake too. Lohoyu Yishenim Kol HaLayla. Kidei Shishma Koyen Gol HaKol HaVora. V'loy Te Yishenim Chetavtoi. Zog Mo Tanya Abishol Oima. Af Begvulin. Even Achad Churban. Begvulin. Zechel HaMikdosh. Another Zechel HaMikdosh we find over here. Hoya Oysen Kein. Zechel HaMikdosh. So Mele stayed up the night. Oh. From Oberma stayed up now, that's brought on Taka, that many are known to stay up the whole Yom Kippur night. My Elta Zayde, my Roshiv and Eitzchayim, Reb Leizadon, Rabag, was Yedua that he used to stay up by Amida the whole night in the Churva, and he learned Masechta Yuma, cover to cover. Masechta Yuma, he learned Yom Kippur by night. He stayed up all night, by midday, and learned Yom Yuma. Zogti Gomorrah, Ella, but unfortunately, it was a Maisa in the Zaman of Chazal, in the Zaman of the Gemara. Show you Choytin. It was up, everyone stayed up. It's hustling, bustling. The scene is hustling, bustling. Everyone's up. Show you Choytin. It ended up being a promiscuous situation. Omer Abaye, Vitem Rav Nachman Yitzchok. What was the Chet? Tilgum Nahado. Tilgum Nahado. This took place in Nahado. The Omer Eliyahu Rav Yehuda, Achve the Rav Solach Hasida. Eliyahu HaNovi told Rav Yehuda, Achve the Rav Solach Hasida, Amrisu, you say, you people say, Amai lo osa Mashiach. Why is Mashiach not here? Especially Noch Yom Kippur. Kapora, Yom HaKodesh, Vohidna Yom HaKippur HaHavo. It was Yom Kippur. Why is Mashiach? You're asking why Mashiach didn't come? I'll tell you why Mashiach didn't come. You know what took place in Nahado last night? When everyone was hustling and bustling to make sure they stay up. Ve'evol kama besulta ben Nahado. Unfortunately, Besulus with Nival ben Ado, and that's what took place. Omle, so Elio, Rav Yehuda, Achved Rav Solach Hasida, asked Elio Anovi, HaKadosh Baruch Mai Omar, Vosok the Ebish of them? Omar Leis, Elio answered, Davchov, Le Pesach Chatos Roivets, the Ebish of Melamed Susan Klai Yisrael, Yetzahor Zog Drashi, Machtio Bal Korchoi, it's Bal Korchoi, Le Pesach Chatos Roivets. Now, it's a limud of schus, but the Maise, the Torah tells us, Ba'atal Tim Shaboy, it's not at the end of the day. It's not a real. We're responsible. The sultan, my own words. The sultan say, "Omalei sultan, yom kippur less than rishus last tunei." The sultan on kippur has no rishus to be mastin. Why? Mimai omeram one bachomer hasotan. It says in the psukim hasotan with a hay. So since it says with a hay sultan is gematria tlos mei v'shitin is 364. How many days a year? 365. So one day a year, he has no reshus. Fact in the and when we Yom Kippur is based on Yemois Halavana, not Yemois Hachamel. So it's only a remez. Obviously, Yemois Hachamel is 365. Yom Kippur is not based on Yemois Hachamel. But it's a remez that one day a year, he attack has no reshus. The going in the Deus Aliyom and Vayikot Tezayin says, that's why V'nisim is nafshe seichem is b'loshen esen, not b'loshen lav. Because on Yom Kippur, there is no lav. Because the shasa, lav, shasa, is shin samachay. There's ramach esen, shasa, loizasei. So shasa, lavs, is not negated to Yom Kippur. So it's b'loshen esen, v'nisim. Because the lav is taken not shoylet on Yom Kippur.
Last
tune means to talk bad, to talk ill against us. Zog the Gemara, at least on the averes that take place on Yom Kippur. Zog the Mishnah. B'chol yom toimen es mizbeach b'kiyas hagever. Every day they were turning the mizbeach by kiyas hagever. That means the first thing in the morning. Oy somuch loy or near it. Bein lefonov, bein la'acharov. That means Trumas Hadeshen on the mizbeach itself, there was an avoider. The first avoider was Trumas Hadeshen. We brought before a raya from the Roshiv and Brisk that we see clearly that this is mashma. This wasn't part of the avodas Yom Kippur and the Kohen Gadol, because it says in the Mishnah, "Atchigias man ashchita." Don't say until Trumas Hadeshen. So I wanted to say that's maybe not a raya, because Trumas Hadeshen we'll see in this Mishnah is lav dafka, but right first thing in the morning. That's this Mishnah. B'chol Yom Tomis Mizbeach B'kiras Agever Yisomach Loi Ben Lefon Ben Laachov Uvu Yom Kippur Michatzois. So Melo, it's from Chatzois. So what are you keeping him up till Chatzois? After Chatzois, you go back to sleep till Alois. So Melo, it's not a raya that it says in the Mishnah until Zman Hashchita. But upon him, the Mishnah says, "B'chol yom tumas mizbeach b'kiyas hagever or somach loy ben lefonu ben la'achov." Every day tumas hadeshen. That means you go to the mizbeach and you scoop up with the kesef shovel and you take some of the move away the coals and you take some of the ashes tumas hadeshen and you bring it to the side of the mizbeach, like it says in the pasuk. So that is the first avodah you do. B'chol yom tamidus mizbeach b'kiyas hagever or somach loy. It could be a little before alois, a little after. B'lefonu b'lachov uve yom kippur mechatzois. You do it earlier from chatzois. Kohen Gadol has a lot of work ahead of him. Uve regolim mashmor yishoyne. Regolim he started right at the end of the first part of the night, 3 hours into the night, like the man brachas. V'loy hoysa kiyas hagever magas. And on regolim, by the time of kiyas hagever, by the time of alois, atchoyis hazor malei mizol, it was gepacked with klal yisrael already. Zok di gemara.
Which regolim did you do?
kiyas for a tumas adeshen, you wear big day prusim, golden prusim. You're right. You would have.
You would have five tefillos.
Yeah, yeah. And the chanami. If the Kohen Gadol would do it, then it will be another tefillah for this. Right, right. So that you're saying it's a raya like to be showing him. There's machlekes rivah and Balamor and Ramban and Zvach and Pevov. If it was done at the Kohen Gadol, the mashmor is that it wasn't. You're saying because of the Kohen for lacking tefillos. Now the reason. So the Gemara is that's on Amud Beis. It says Shalom is bringing a raya. Like from these Rishonim, we see over here clearly that it's Chulsha Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was involved, so the Kohen Gadol did do this. The Brisker Rashi wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah on the Amud Beis that the Kohen Gadol didn't do it. In the next Mishnah, it's clear the Rishonim bring this same Mechlokes and they say that he did do it. But raya was Chulsha Kohen Gadol. We'll see. But it's Avodas Yom Kippurim. Is it Avodas Yom Kippurim or not? Legabi, what are you talking about? Tefillah, are you talking about the Etzim who did it?
Anything. Would
did he do it or not?
Yes.
So then, why do we show him say that he didn't? There's a machlok to show him if he did or he didn't. Zok the Gemara. But they're showing him that say he didn't, he didn't. Here we say we did. Zok the Mishnah, the Gemara Tanan also. What'd you say? That's his saying. If he did it, then he would need tefillah. If he did it, he wouldn't need tefillah. And we don't see a cheshbon of another tefillah. We see 5 and 10. Zok the Gemara Tanan also. So Tosis learns, Rashi learns, Tan Osom is lo yadano. It's not going on this previous Mishnah. Zog Rashi, Ahecha Kaimer, Rashi has a girsa, any day lafasha, venigali, dochasin, Tan Osom, Evorim Shepoku. It's a Mishnah in Zvokim Pevov. Because what happens is Evorim jump off when they're under fire, they fall off the Mizbeach. What's the dim with these Evorim? But that's not negate to our mission to Mesadeshin. Tosis learns, no. Tosis on the top learns, not like Rashi that says that it's not going on anything over here specifically, but rather it's going, Tosis, V'lini G'lefarish, Ahecha Kaim, Ekloim, Al Eiza Trumakoy, our mission that says, B'chol Yon Tomer Zem Mizbeach, we learned the mission is going on a regular Trumas Adeshin. Zok Tosis, no, it's not going on a regular Trumas Adeshin. You don't need a mission for that. Al Kochaloy Koyal Trumas Adeshin. The Yipshita Doitza Kol Shoh. You need to tell me now in the Gemara when it was. Somach Lebeuker, the Pasha the Komash Mochi, Al Mok Tal Mizbeach, Kol Alayla, the Beuker. V'hodak Siv Egem Sadeshin. So obviously it's in the morning. Elo betruma chitairi. The mission is talking about a different truma. Which truma? V'hainu dekoma haodetan evorim shepoku. If the limbs fall off the mizbeach, what do you do with these limbs? Do you put them back on the mizbeach? If it's shalta ben ur, if it's already considered lachmash al mizbeach, are you moyo? Are you not moyo? That's going to be the sugya. That is the Mishnah. Zok Toysa, that's what the Mishnah is going on. Elo betruma chitairi masisim v'hainu dekoma haodetan evorim shepoku. Minani mili. Ad chelkeu, we will see in the Gemara, chetzel aktor, chetzel aroma, part of the night is for aktor, part is for aroma, could have preached the kamon b'shem ritza bocher, the mitzvahs, the chatzois, ois, and evorim equal. The chatzois makes these evorim after midnight, chatzois, it makes it mu'ukul, shelachatchila yochel agim al asikim l'tapuach, you can bring it to the tapuach. Yes, it might not be a maisa trumas adeshen. The ritza bocher is going to be mechadish in next places, but you can already bring it to the tapuach. Tapuach was a place where they heaped up all the evorim that were burnt already. The korele aroma. Why is it called aroma? That's called aroma because not because it's a maisa trumas adeshen, because it's chal already that can go to the tapuach. Avu truma ayim asisin. V'loy shiasim in aroma. We're not talking about a maisa aroma that you do. The adeshen ksit. It's not deshen. We're talking about a limb. Ela kereprisha shim yirtze yasvenu l'tapuach k'telotzim chutzamachne. Zok di gemara. So it's a big machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos. What is this going on in the Mishnah? How do you learn up the Mishnah? Regular trumas adeshen or evorim shepoku? Zok di gemara. What's this evorim shepoku? Now the gemara is going to explain. Tanan hosom. We learned the Mishnah in Zvachim. Evorim shepoku. According to Rashi, I'm stalling this too because the Mishnah talked about trumas adeshen. Now we're talking about evorim that went off the mizbeach. If limbs fell off the Mizbeach, so now it depends. Do you put them back on the Mizbeach, or you say, no, it's ready, Nasim, it's Oson, in Amoyel? Depends what. If it took place before Chatzois, it's there from the beginning of the night. If it fell off before Chatzois, Yachzir, put it back on, Umoyel and Boyen, and it's a Maisa Me'ila, it's not Nasim, it's Oson yet. It's called Lachmesh on Mizbeach, it's still called the Lachmesh on Mizbeach, and you're Moyel in it. La'achah chatzois, after chatzois, lo yachzir. You don't have to return it. Ve'ein moilin boy, after chatzois, it's nasa mitzvosoi, and you don't have to put it back. Now, the Gemara in Zvachim Pevov says so right that la'achah chatzois is even if the p'kiah, if it fell off before chatzois, but it went through chatzois, lo yachzir. Vos shteto in chatzois? That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. But Kaporim, right now we have a Mishnah that we're learning up in the Dvachim Vashteit. Me'al gam izbeach, before Chatzois, put it back. After Chatzois, then you have to return it, and you don't have to return it, and you're not moyel. Before Chatzois, you have to put it back, and you are moyel. Now, Rashi says, ach Chatzois, ein tzoich lahachse. Why? Shachatzois oise ikul devorim. Chatzois creates ikul in devorim. Chatzois makes it that the devorim already mu'ukul. Shemosh labayahur. We're talking about Moshe Bayahur, the fire already penetrated. Va'af b'sheyesh by mamish, even though there's still meat there, k'di'alav l'kamei, you're ready not moil, because Chatzois makes it that it's equal to Vorim. So in Rashi, it's mashma, that it's niskayim the din of Tumas Hadeshen, because it's very considered equal to Vorim. So Mela, it's niskayim the din Tumas Hadeshen, so Mela, now it's passe, it's ready done. Toises brings over here two pshatim in the second Toises. First he says, b'shem deri, that not that it's nasim, that it's called Tumas Hadeshen, just it's nasa mitzvosei klapid aktora. The mitzvah Torah doesn't have to be performed anymore. You don't have to put it back on his back and be makter it. But not that you mekayim hagomes hadeshen because it was already partially burned. Because Tosfos say we're talking about b'shchiri. Shchiri means that it's sholter ben ur, but not nasa pcham. It's not yet coals. So how could it be that it's considered klapid aktora? It's done, but not called hagomes hadeshen. It's not coals yet. That's Tosfos' first pshat. V'ri pirish that loy ha'iruin la'aroma the lav deshen in utzad deshen el chetzi of la'aroma the koma ke'en aroma she'en ruin la'aktora, it's not ruin la'aktora. They don't have to be makter anymore. That's what it off to is. That's one pshat. Then Taisa brings b'shem the Ria Bocher afterwards, the Ria Bocher, and he says a new pshat that he learns up in Rashi, not that Rashi says that it's considered a mice of Tumas Hadeshen, Ois Ikul Evorim, it's called Aromas Hadeshen. No. Lo Oilom, it's not Nasa Mitzvah Tumas Hadeshen. But the pshat is that the other Deshen is Mater this, and you can bring this to the Tapuach, like Toys about before. Other Deshen that was Horam, that's real ashes, if you scoop that, it's matter this, that you can bring this now, that was poka, to the tapuach. And that's like a kmitza. A maisa kmitza, you do a kmitza on miktas, it's matter the ganze mincha. So we're also, that's what the Ria Bocha learns. It's the truma of the real truma tradition is matter this pkia, that it can go to the tapuach. So let's see the Gemara. Tanan also may vom shpok magam is beach, konim chatzos yachse moilim ben. Lachatzos yachse moilim ben. Menani mili, from where do we know this din, that it's dependent on chatzos. L'chayot zepel de gezach, l'chayot should be dependent on, is it burnt or not? What's chatzos? Omer Rav, kosev echad oimer, kol alayla v'hikter. Now it's not really a posik, kol alayla v'hikter. It says, the posik says, Tzavis aaren v'zbonav leimar, zoyz teres oyle hiyo oyle alam moikto, alam izbeach kol alayla. It doesn't say v'hikter in his posik, but that's what you're doing. Kol alayla. Ada boy kevesh beach tukat boy. So that's one posik. Because of Echadoyim, kol alayla v'heirim. And that's the next posik. It says, v'lovash ha-koyein, midoy vad, u'michtze vad, yilbash ha-psori, where's the begodim for Aroma? V'heirim is ha-deshen, ha-shatech ala-eish, ha-oil ala mizbeach, v'som ha-eitz ha-mizbeach. It says, v'heirim is ha-deshen. Now, it doesn't mean, it doesn't say in the posik kol alayla, but that's what it connotes, that he does the Aroma. Okay, it's how do you have Aroma the whole night and Aktor the whole night? Zog the Mora, chelkeyu, you split it. Chetzi l'Aktor, chetzi l'Aroma. Part of the night is for Aktor, and part of the night is for aroma, for removing. So, and that's how you split it. The chatzos is the cutoff point. Zok di gemara, and that's what Rashi says in the bottom. What does it mean? Chetzel aktora she'ena ikul. Even though it's not me'ukul, v'impaku, if it fell off, tzorich lahachzir. The chetzel aktora means that it's not, because it's not me'ukul, the first part of the night, then you have to return it. V'chetzel aroma, mi'chatzos la'alon koru deshen, it's called deshen. Alma chatzos mashal eikul, and that's Rashi Shita. That's called Trumas Hadeshen. The Ritz Abocha learns it's not a ma'ase kim of Truma. It just means that it can go to the puach. The Re learns that the Chalal not talking about that it's only klapid ak Torah that it's considered that you don't have to be makter again. But Rashi learns it's considered huram if it's after chatzos chetzel aroma mechatzos alon kori deshen. It's called deshen and chatzos takashavs eikul. Does it in their posuk? The posuk says chatzos is the cutter point. It makes it mukul and now you can mekayim aroma. Frag dir mal Kasha, muss auf Afghanen, We said in our Mishnah, "B'chol yom tamritz b'zech b'kiyas hagever." Every day it's b'kiyas hagever ba'alois. Oy somach loy ben afon ben la'achov. A little before or after. Uve yom kipurim mechatzoyis. You go all the way to chatzoyis. Uve regolim mashmar is yishoyna. The first part of the night. Zok yigamoga. If you're going to say mechatzoyis doy reisa, you just tell the fact there's a posuk. Veheirim and vehikter. That part of the night is faroma, part of haktorah. And chatzoyis is the reisa. That's the cutoff point. From then onward starts the Maisa of Haroma. So how could you be Makdim Regolim? Mechatez, you go earlier. Rashi takes us Hechem Achrinon. Achrinon is not a problem. But Hechem Akdaminon. Elam Rabbi Yechinon. Mimashma Shanema Kolalaila. It says Kolalaila. So any Adesh or Adaboyker, why does it say Adaboyker after it says Kolalaila Legabin Aktova? Umatam Lam Adaboyker. Adaboyker is telling me, Tain Boyker Leboker Shalaila. That usually Boyker of the Laila means Alois. Add another morning to the original morning of Boiker of Kiyas HaGever. When do you add that other morning? When it's necessary. Yom Kippur Chatzois, Regolim by Hashmaras Yishoyna. That is what the Tein Boiker is telling me. Umat Amlam Ad Boiker, Tein Boiker LeBoiker Shalayla. Hilkach, B'chol Yom Terminism B'Yech B'Kiyas HaGever. Usually it starts from Kiyas HaGever. And Kiyas HaGever means from Alois. And there's no din of Zrizin Makdimin, Zokta Siach Yitzchak and Pesachim Dav Dalad, because we learn from Avraham Avinu, Zrizin only starts in the morning. And Fakert, there's an Inyan to be Ma'acher the Truma, in order to have more Bosa that's Nikdar. So Mela, it should be Chal the Maisa Roma on more Bosa, like we said, you're Meirim and it's Chal on the rest. So Mela, there's an Inyan that unless there's an Inyan of Regolim that or Yom Kippur to do earlier, but be'etzim you wait. B'chol Yom Tamar Zemberach B'kiras Agever. Oy Somach Lamein Afonim Achov. Sagia. B'yom Yikipurim Dika Chul Shel Kohen Gadol. Chul Shel Kohen Gadol is a mashmois that Aroma is done by the Kohen Gadol Taka. Avdin Mechatzos you start earlier. Uve Regolim the Nefish Yisrael the Nefish Kabonas. There's so many abundance of people that want to be Makiv. Avdin Mashmois Rishayna. Keretani Taima. Lo Yisikis Agever Magas Hachoyis Azor Amalei Yisrael. So until it's Malay and Yisrael, and that's Daka, how we coming out. We'll see tomorrow the Machlokes Dash Tosis in the Makdim and the Machinon and the other Tosis over here, and that's how we come out over here. Now, when we said that Kol HaLaila, now even though we know usually Kol HaLaila and one person Kol HaLaila, usually Chatzos is a cutoff point, even though you can do something Kol HaLaila, right? When it comes to many things, Achilas Pesach or Meir, many things, you always cut off by Chatzos. So over here, the Mefarshim explain that it's not necessary because here Kohanim has Rizin. So you don't have to make a cutoff point of Lafuki Kol HaLaila like we find by other Achokas in Brochas. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll do this on the base again tomorrow.